Welcome to Therapy in 10, where Darcy and Hannah combine both their lived and professional experience to bring you a fresh take on mental health, tackling tough questions in just 10 minutes. Each episode is chock full of stories that will make you cry, laugh, and restore your faith. We're so glad you're here. Hey everyone, welcome back to Therapy in 10. I'm Hannah and I'm here with my friend Darcy.
Hey guys, we're so glad to be back.
Yeah, we are so excited to be back for the start of season 3, which is titled Faithful Yet Struggling. We just had a little break for the holidays and just a little bit of time to kind of get our bearings for the new year, and we are just so looking forward to this new season. So just as a brief overview, in this season, we're going to talk a lot about struggles, questions, confusion, pain, and just plain hard times and how we remain faithful during those times. We're going to focus on God and who he is that leads us to a place of being able to stay faithful. So Darcy's the one who kind of came up with the title, and I'm going to share her thoughts and inspirations just for it to start out.
Right. So if you guys listened to our last episodes of 2022, we talked about how I wanted to write a book titled Faithful Yet Struggling. And I wanted to kind of, you know, do these podcasts to kind of get feedback from you guys and, you know, to just help write this book. Well, my plan is to still write a book one day. And I just say that vaguely because after going through a pretty tough December, I've got a new perspective and new short-term goals. And I'll just say that pain, it tends to give you a fresh perspective. And for now, I just really feel that there's an urgency to just share the good news with you on this podcast and just continue to write faithfully on my blog and freelance for I Believe. And beyond that, just focusing on my family and friends and just like my immediate circle. The first 2 weeks of December were jam-packed with very abrupt changes for me. Church hurt, I guess, is the new word for that, church hurt. I had to pull my son out of a preschool. Stresses just of the holiday. We lost our beloved dog, Charlie, who was 15 years old, had sick father-in-law or stepdad, I'm sorry. And then I go through a traumatic medical event that was nothing like psychosis or what I've been through before, but yet I was hospitalized based on my past medical record. And it was almost 5 years from my last hospitalization, and just I was completely compliant every day with my medicine. And then this happens again. I mean, I know we've talked a little bit about my history and stuff like that. And we haven't like gone into like real in depth as to what happens to me, but let's just say 5 years completely compliant. I never expected this to really happen again. And let's just say that the hospital system now is pretty run down from when I was there 5 years prior. It's very just short staffed, dirty. There's a lot of people detoxing off drugs in the mental hospitals. You know, drugs are pretty rampant now. But God woke me up again for the fourth time, and I'm safe and I'm healthy on all of their accounts. And I really am looking forward to what this year has to bring. And I'm really excited to talk about how we can all overcome what this world has to throw at us with the power of Christ. And so this topic of how we can be struggling but still faithful is very relevant for me, obviously. And I'm sure it's so very relatable for many others. You know, you don't have to look very far to witness the oppression in this world. So, you know, for this season, we're going to talk about ways to strengthen our faith, kind of like Hannah said, and trust, even if we're going to learn to, you know, we're going to learn to surrender together, you know, and endure while keeping our eyes on Jesus, even if God doesn't do as we wish, if he doesn't change our circumstances for the better, or doesn't deliver us from oppression while serving on earth. And I keep saying even if, because it reminds me of Daniel 3:18. My friend had a shirt on the other day that said even if, and I had to go. I knew it was a Bible verse, and I went and I Googled it. And I kept thinking about those two words and how that's just so fitting for this year ahead, for our season, but just for everybody in general in this very, you know, chaotic times we live in, to be able to say even if. So I'm going to share just very quickly the context of this verse. If you don't know the story I'm about to talk to you, I just quoted Daniel 3:18. But what we can have is a picture of what it really encompasses. And that is, it's all about courage. It's about being faithful even unto death, trusting beyond a doubt, and being bold. So in just general terms, you know, this is in Daniel 3:16 through 20, it basically talks about how King Nebuchadnezzar, I hope I said that right, you know, I'm not sure, but he's going to throw, oh gosh, you know, I can't say these names, Shadrach, help me out, Hannah.
I think it's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's what I always heard.
Growing. Yes, that's it. That's it. I am totally not good at that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's going to throw them into the blazing furnace, and they say, you know, without a doubt, they know that their God is going to deliver them, but they say, but even if he does not, we want you to know that we will never serve your gods. We will never worship the image of gold you have set up. So even though they're about to get thrown in, they did get thrown into the blazing furnace, and God delivers them from it. And, you know, not a hair on their head is even touched. But they said, even if we know where we're going, we know that we have eternity with God. So that's where we're going to try to get at with this season, just really building that tough, tough faith. So Hannah,
yeah,
take it from there.
I didn't know you were going to talk about that story. And I just, this is just God. This is just the way that he works. And I love it. But I just thought that you used the story about from the Bible that you just talked about, because I actually have like a blog post that is drafted and I'm planning to publish it next week. And it is about this story, and it is about this whole concept of like worst case scenarios, and like, what do we do when the worst case scenario thing takes place? You know, like I sit with, just to kind of give you guys a little sneak peek if you want to read it next week, but like I sit with a lot of clients in my office talking about their anxiety and like the worst case scenario and their worries and what am I going to do. And like this story came to my mind when I was thinking about that. And it was like the worst case scenario happened to them. It wasn't like God prevented them from being thrown into the fire. Like they were in the air headed down to the flames. Like at that point, it's like, did they think that God was going to like do what he did, save them the way that he did? Or did they think that he was going to like prevent it from happening? I don't know. But like, anyway, so just this idea, like you're saying, like, we're not going to back down in this moment. Like, even if the worst thing possible that we can imagine happens. So yeah. And so I just love this story so much. And honestly, just in general, this theme for this season of this podcast is just so fitting for me in my life right now. Speaking of my blog posts, I actually a week or so ago titled Hurting and Hopeful. And I was really careful not to use the word but there, because I wanted to convey that, you know, following Jesus doesn't mean that we won't hurt or struggle or wonder what he's up to. I mean, we can and very much will go through difficult times, but what those difficult times do to us, whether they make us or break us, for lack of better words, and how we go through them all depends on our view of God. So, and that's kind of a lot of what we're going to be talking about in this season of like, you know, how do we focus on God during these hard times and, you know, remain faithful. And so just a few lines of an excerpt from that blog that I wrote was, I said, sometimes it feels like we have to choose between our feelings and the truth of who God is. But the reality is that two things can be true at one time. You can be in the deepest depth you've ever felt and God still be present. You can be experiencing more pain than you ever could have imagined and he's still holding your heart. You can be mid-panic attack and still know deep in your soul that God meets all your needs. You can feel deeply depressed and still believe God is good and loving. Our pain doesn't have a say in who God is. Our hurt doesn't dictate God's goodness. And so that's just this in a nutshell, you know, both things can exist. You know, God is faithful no matter what. And again, even if, right? So, I mean, and a good example of this, another good example of this in the Bible, one that the Lord showed me recently in my Bible study, I'm going through the, it's 40 days through the Bible. It's at one of the Proverbs 31 ministries, Bible studies that they recently put out, but the focus is on how the Israelites were in captivity to the Egyptians and how obviously that was horrible. They were enslaved and had to, the conditions were awful, and they had to, you know, work for, I think it was, I can't remember how many years, like a very, very, very long time. But how that captivity in and of itself was actually something that God allowed to at least partially fulfill part of his promise that Abraham and his descendants would be fruitful and multiply. So God knew that if they had stayed where they were in the land that they were living, that they would have intermarried with the Canaanites and the other people in that land, and would have eventually been led astray and deceived by those people and fall away from God. Their captivity and enslavement actually protected and preserved them. It was one of the many ways that God brought about the fulfillment of his promises. So, but I mean, obviously, I'm sure they had a myriad of emotions as they were experiencing it, right? Many, I'm sure, of which were not positive. But little did they know this awful thing that they were going through was actually the very thing that brought them life, and that proved God's faithfulness. So, yeah, you could say God's been teaching me these very same things recently. Very, very relevant for me as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of I've been listening, I've been binging. I told you like earlier when we were talking that I've been binging Lisa Harper. If you don't know who Lisa Harper is, please look her up. I mean, she's literally the best. I'm sorry, she's the best Bible teacher I know out there. She's on
She's good.
YouTube. You can find her. She travels around internationally to speak, and you can find her stuff on YouTube. And then she's got a podcast with two other people called Back Porch Theology, and you can get that on all the major podcast listening apps and stuff. And another one that I'm listening to, I think like our theme is obviously very fitting, and like a lot of people are talking about it, and when you're talking about how their captivity actually protected and preserved them, our biggest thing is that we have this nearsightedness, especially in our struggles. We don't know, even not in our struggles, we don't know the whole picture. We don't know how this one seemingly insignificant moment affects us, who knows, 10 years down the line. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, we don't see the whole picture. And so it's normal for us to struggle in the here and now, because sometimes it just doesn't make plain sense to us at all. Like, a lot of times it doesn't. Like, why are you allowing this? And so when I was talking about like I'm binging on Lisa Harper, I also love Autumn Miles. And I just recently listened to her latest podcast, which is titled Your Lazarus Has a Purpose. And in this, she talks about just moving past the hurt and letting God use it for his glory. And I'm just going to quote exactly what she said, but she said, Autumn, she said, God told her, asked her one day, and she's like, Autumn, will you allow this hurt? Will you allow me to allow this hurt so that it will heal, so that it will heal other people? And she said, she was like, nah, God, not right now. She's very funny. And she was like, nah, no. But she said, after I processed, she said she processed the story of Lazarus. And she said, I realized that Jesus allowed that hurt so that he could heal me, so that he could heal you. He chose that crucifixion to heal us. But she said, sometimes he chooses us because he desperately wants to show the world his glory, and he allows things that if you stop at the hurt will hurt you. You have to mature in the Lord and realize there is a greater story that is happening. And so, guys, we are all go through tough stuff. We will all, if we're not going through tough stuff right now, we will, because we can't see the end game. We tend to put up these walls, and let's just call them the walls of hurt. And we go into like maybe a protective mode and go through a wide array of emotions, including anger, and these hard things happen to us. And I mean, I'm going through it now. I mean, I confessed to Hannah before this. I was like, I don't even know that I want to do this anymore. I mean, I'm telling the truth, I'm being
Don't worry,
honest. I was
guys. I
like,
convinced her. We're still here. I'm just
well,
kidding. It wasn't me.
that and some prayer. It was just like, I don't see the end game, in it. And so I'm like, it's not that I don't love to, and it's not that I don't talk about the good love talking about God and bringing him glory. It's just that I'm like, well, I'm a mom and I want to be a mom. And, this takes up time. But like I said, I prayed, and apparently I can't see the end. So I'm going to trust in the middle. So here we go. And so, we just want to share some words with you guys. We want to, help you break down the barriers that we all create between ourselves and God, and the barriers we create between ourselves and others. And, I don't know about you, but I don't want to waste any more time. I don't want to waste any more time caged in, and I want to live out the freedom that Jesus' last breath as a human being bought us. And so Hannah's just going to close us out today. And, I hope you're also looking forward to, this season. I hope it'll.
Yeah, you were talking earlier about just like how we struggle because like sometimes things just like don't make sense. And I was thinking like, and we know this like cognitively in our heads, but like if things made sense and like life was easy, we wouldn't need God. I mean, or at least we wouldn't think we did, like if what who needs trust? Who needs God if like we got it all figured out and life's easy all the time? You know what I mean? Like for me, it's like those hard times. I mean, that's what pulls me close to God. And we've talked about this before. And so, but it's like, that doesn't mean that I don't, feel like those moments of like panic. Thankfully, the moments are getting shorter as I've gotten closer to the Lord over the years, but it still happens. I think about it brings to mind how in the Psalms, like there's so many times in the Psalms when it says the righteous will not be shaken. It doesn't say that nothing will happen to the righteous that could shake them. It says that they won't be shaken, which means that, I mean, that implies that there's something happening that is causing a ruckus, but because their foundation is on the solid rock, they're not shaken. And so I mean, I think that's a perfect picture of this, but yeah, I am looking forward to this season. I think as like you've said, just so many people just need this right now. Obviously in my line of work, as a therapist, I have the unique opportunity, and I don't say opportunity lightly because I feel so privileged. Like it makes me emotional sometimes to of how privileged I feel that people let me in to their deepest hurts, that I get to listen to so many different people's hurts and struggles every day. And there's just such a hunger out there to be seen and validated and encouraged. And yeah, I just hope that's what we can do here. With our words and with God's words to just let people know that God sees them, we see them, and that we can just offer some encouragement.
Absolutely. I love everything you said, and I was listening the other day to something, and it was talking about how, we experience sorrow because sorrow brings about compassion, and our compassion is used to go on to the next person to comfort them. So, like basically like Autumn was saying, we have to allow our hurt to help heal others. We have to let ourselves heal, but we also have to allow If we can allow our hurt to help heal others, it brings glory to God. So, well, thank you guys for joining us. And next week, we're going to get to the meaty part of the season and start with addressing our shame and accepting God's gift of mercy, forgiveness, and grace for us. Our question for you is, what do you think God sees or thinks when he looks at you? So spend some time this week meditating on this question. Just sit with it a bit. And then we're going to talk about what God really sees and thinks about us and discuss ways we can look in a mirror and see the same. So be sure to follow us on Facebook at Therapy in 10 and on Instagram at therapy_in_10 and subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening app. Until then, we hope you have a wonderful week.